The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Ramona Nafee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading theater and movie reviews to you from around the Triangle region. We'll begin with an overview. We do have some theater coming up in the distant future, which marks a break from the little theater drought we've been in the summer. So in September, we've got Brigadoon, Nixon Frost, and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying to look forward to. And those are being performed by Burning Coal Theater, Justice Theater Project, and Carrie Players. And we'll have a little bit of detail about some of those shows. And then for advance planning, to let you know, in October we have coming up Red by Playmakers and Legally Blonde by North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South. And we'll have details on those as we get a little bit closer to October. Then moving into the arts scene, a couple of things to mention. We do have a Carolina Ballet back on the calendar. An Evening of Robert Weiss is coming up on September 30th, so the end of September, just a little ways away. And then another reminder of some of those North Carolina Symphony radio broadcasts and their associated web broadcast. Then we do have just a lot of movies to go through. As a reminder, in mid-August, the North Carolina Museum of Arts Outdoor Amphitheater Movie Series will be showing their movie, The Tree of Life, with audio description. And then we do have seven movies showing this week at both Regal White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner and Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh. So we've got some of the Raleigh crowd back in. And what's showing right now is Ice Age Continental Drift, The Dark Knight Rises, Brave, Savages, Ted, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. So a few details about the theater that we have coming up in September. The first show is Brigadoon. This one is being done by Burning Coal Theater. It's the classic American musical telling the story of two Wall Street men who journey on a hunting trip into Scotland and then, while lost in the woods, discover a small town that isn't on any of their maps. They're going to be doing this run from September 6th through the 23rd, so quite a long run there. And the audio-described performance is early in that run. It will be September 9th, so that's the first show that we've got coming up with audio description. If you'd like more information, you can visit Burning Coal Theater's website at burningcoal.org, or you can give them a call at 919-834-4001, that was burningcoal.org, and 919-834-4001. And then following this, just 1 week later, so September 16th, is Nixon Frost by the Justice Theater Project. In this riveting contest of wills, Nixon desperately tries to resurrect his post-resignation infamy, while Frost longs to recapture the faded limelight of his career, each man racing towards victory or disgrace. Their run is also pretty long, September 7th through the 23rd, and their audio-described performance is that next September Sunday, so you can go ahead and learn more about that one at their website. That's www.thejusticetheaterproject.org. Or you can give them a call as well. It's 919-264-7089. Again, www.thejusticetheaterproject.org and 919-264-7089. And do call the Triangle Radio Reading Service if you'd like any additional information about these shows or need a reminder about a showtime, a theater, or some other detail. I know that these are all pretty far out in advance into September, so there'll be plenty of opportunities to hear about them. As they get closer and you just need that one extra detail, go ahead and give them a call. They'll send me the message, and we'll get you hooked up. And if you need it, the Triangle Radio Reading Service phone number, 919-832-5138. So moving on to the arts, as I said, at the end of September, we will have a ballet. This is an evening of Robert Weiss. To open the 15th season, Carolina Ballet presents an evening of ballet by Robert Weiss, highlighting several of his ballets created with this particular company. So that audio-described performance is late September the 30th, in fact, and more information is available on their website, www.carolinaballet.com, and I will be bringing you more details as we draw closer. You can also go ahead and call their ballet line. That's 919-719-0900. www.carolinaballet.com and 919-719-0900. And then the North Carolina Symphony. They're not doing any live shows this month, but we have several things to share. They're sharing several things on the radio and online. The North Carolina Symphony and WUNC 91.5 FM have once again partnered to present great music for a summer evening all season long. Continuing through August 27th, favorite symphony performances from the past concert season will be broadcast on Monday night, 10 p.m. till midnight, with special access to content not available to concert goers, including interviews with musicians and soloists, and insights into some of the finest compositions ever written. The previous week's program is streamed online from WUNC, and you can link directly to that page from ncsymphony.org/broadcasts. Now, the last broadcast, the one that's currently online, was Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, which also featured additional music from Liszt, Berlioz, and Wagner. And you can get to that page by going to ncsymphony.org/broadcasts. Now, what they have coming up on WUNC 91.5, on July 30th, their program is Beethoven and Strauss. October 6th is Mozart's Two Pianos, and August 6th is Mozart's Two Pianos, and then August 13th is Postcards from Wales. And that takes us directly into the movies. The North Carolina Museum of Arts Summer Movies features the best in classical and contemporary cinema, all staged on an enormous screen that's built into the wall of the East Building, close to the Museum Park Theater. You can bring blankets and lawn chairs, picnics are welcome, movie concessions are available for purchase. You can view the entire summer movie series by going to their website, ncartmuseum.org. Click on Visit, then Summer Season. And Arts Access is providing audio description for their upcoming film, The Tree of Life. This one will be shown on Saturday, August 18th. Movies are free to museum members. The admission prices vary to their summer season. For The Tree of Life, it's $4 general admission. So The Tree of Life is about the eldest son of a 1950s-era Midwestern family who sets out on an existential journey that leads him to question his faith while seeking answers to life's most challenging mysteries in this evocative drama. And again, that is showing Saturday, August 18th, still a little bit of time to plan for that, at 9 p.m. Now, in the movie theaters this week, there are 7 movies currently showing at Regal White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner, and Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh, and all of these, of course, with descriptive video. You will want to call ahead to confirm the show times. The White Oak in Garner, their phone number is 919-676-3456, and North Hills in Raleigh is 919-786-4511. You can also check online at www.captionfish.com. This is a website that shows the films which have a descriptive video. You can filter, or you can search by location, and then filter your results to only show the films and the theaters that have those descriptive video options. And they do have the phone numbers for these theaters as well. The films this week are The Dark Knight Rises, Ice Age Continental Drift, and then continuing showings of Brave, Savages, Ted, The Amazing Spider-Man, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. And these are all at both Regal White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner and Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh, except for that Madagascar 3 one, that's only showing in Garner. So beginning with Ice Age, Continental Drift. The review here is by James Bertinelli of Real Views. With the Ice Age movies, you get what you expect. This is the fourth installation of a franchise that has been around since 2002. It is as comfortable and predictable as any Saturday morning cartoon, although with higher production values and a spiffier look. There's nothing in any way offensive about Ice Age Continental Drift, just as there's no particular reason to recommend it. As family offerings go, it's perfectly mediocre. Kids will enjoy themselves, and adults won't feel the urge to spend the duration hiding out in the restrooms. Some of the jokes are funny. Some of the action is, if not exciting, then at least colorful and lively. And as always, Scrat the saber-toothed squirrel steals the show, even though the Wile E. Coyote-inspired ne'er-do-well is in only a handful of segments. On a purely technical level, Ice Age Continental Drift is a step behind both of 2012's big-budget summer animated offerings, Brave and Madagascar 3. This is unsurprising, since Pixar and DreamWorks have always produced more visually pleasing efforts than 20th Century Fox. So there's a lot more detail in Brave and Madagascar 3 than in Ice Age Continental Drift, although this film is by no means sloppily or haphazardly produced. And it has the best 3D of them all, although, as is often the case, it's an unnecessary frill. Story-wise, however, it's the most pleasing of the three, trumping Madagascar 3 in how it employs familiarity and exceeding Brave in pacing and character arcs. The Ice Age vocal mainstays return to lend their talents to this latest installment. They are joined by enough new blood to liven things up, including Peter Dinklage, Jennifer Lopez, and Wanda Sykes. Of those, only Sykes leaves an impression. Playing Sid's granny, she has all the best lines, and delivered in the actress's inimitable sarcastic voice, Granny becomes instantly memorable, almost as memorable as Scrat. There's little to be said about Ice Age Continental Drift that I haven't mentioned in my reviews of Ice Age the Meltdown, or Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs. The sameness of the movies defies deep analysis, much as the films themselves fail to do anything significantly different from their predecessors. The films exist to as much to sell toys and Happy Meals as to be seen and enjoyed by children. They are what they are, and for those who enjoy this kind of thing, that's enough. The equation regulating whether or not to see Ice Age Continental Drift is simple. Those who enjoyed one or more of the previous installments are encouraged to go. Those who didn't should stay far away. This one is being shown at North Hills in Raleigh at 7 different showtimes, 1:30, 2, 4, 5, 6:40, 7:40, and 9. And at White Oak in Garner, they have 8 showtimes, 1 o'clock, 1:30, 3:55, nearly 4, 4:40, 6:40, 7:20, 9:05, and 9:40. And as I said, please contact the theater for confirmation. Our next new movie is The Dark Knight Rises. And this review is by Lisa Schwartzbaum of Entertainment Weekly. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, there's a comic book movie for you. The Dark Knight Rises concludes the trilogy of Batman movies so distinctively rebooted, reimagined, and reinvigorated over the past 7 years by director Christopher Nolan at the helm and actor Christian Bale in the Batsuit. And the highly anticipated project arrives with outsized political and cultural ambitions. Theme-wise, Nolan tackles nothing less than societal upheaval, urban unrest, class warfare, personal sacrifice, and spiritual salvation, with some nuclear brinkmanship thrown in for timeliness. That's epic stuff, as grounded in serious social commentary as the literature of Charles Dickens that the director and his co-screenwriter brother, Jonathan Nolan, have cited as inspiration. This is a Batman narrative for a post-9/11 age of anxiety, morally split between the best of times and the worst of times. Superhero-wise, though, The Dark Knight Rises is still essentially a fanciful corker about an unlikely billionaire named Bruce Wayne who lives in mournful bachelorhood with his butler Alfred, faithfully played by Michael Caine, and who, when fighting crime, zips around town in a cape and a black rubbery cowl. As a result of the precarious layering of Big's philosophical notions, can the system be fixed, over pointy little bat ears, Nolan's meticulously made, grand-scale tale carooms between a self-serious meditation on how we live now and an oof-pow extended fistfight between a good guy and a bad guy, amped up by the insistent percussion of Hans Zimmer's relentless score. The movie is built for greatness, not to mention a biggest-stakes-yet conclusion scaled to please fans who thought The Dark Knight was snubbed, during the 2008 awards season. But this time, the chief villain is a thuggish baldy named Bane, Tom Hardy, whose charisma pales in comparison with that of Heath Ledger's Joker, the superest super-nemesis in recent comic book movie history. Bane is distinguished mostly by his Baroque helmet, with a claw-like mouthguard that is a kid's worst nightmare of orthodontic headgear. As the story begins, Bane, for that's what he is to everyone's existence, arrives in Gotham City, a metropolis now outwardly lawful and orderly, but inwardly rotten, since District Attorney Harvey Dent was supposedly martyred in The Dark Knight. Crime is under control, but societal malaise is rampant. Behold the wardrobe differences between the rich and the tattered revolutionaries. To arms! Bane plans to upend class inequality with a grandiose, scorched-earth plan for destabilization because, well, he's mad as hell for reasons having to do with a really lousy childhood. But when not blowing up bridges and sports stadiums, this warped baddie specializes in dull, brutish, sustained hand-to-hand violence, much of it directed at Batman. Tom Hardy is a fascinating actor, and an alumnus of Nolan's twisty Inception, but he's virtually unrecognizable here. At times, he's also unintelligible under his mouth muffler, with its resultant Darth Vader-ish acoustics. When the fellow declaims his fortune cookie philosophy, "There can be no true despair without hope," a cringing citizenry ought to respond, "What'd he say?" Amid the political positioning, meanwhile, comic book conventions still pertain. Inconsequential female treachery is represented by cat burglar Selina Kyle, a slinky vamp played by Anne Hathaway, with a surfeit of wide-eyed Liza Minnelli poses and red-lipped moves. Marion Cotillard provides additional feminine mutability as rich philanthropist Miranda Tate. There are apparently two women in all of Gotham City. On the side of good, Morgan Freeman returns as Wayne Enterprises CEO Lucius Fox, calm and handy with software programs. And Police Commissioner Gordon, once again embodied with subtlety and soul by Gary Oldman, proves to be a sensitive Charles Dickens lover himself. Chaos reigns for much of The Dark Knight Rises, often in big, beautiful IMAX-size scenes that only Nolan could have conceived. Yet when the apocalyptic dust literally settles on this concluding chapter, the character who lingers longest in memory is an average Gotham City cop named John Blake, wonderfully played with human-scale clarity by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It is, Nolan counsels, a far, far harder thing to do, ordinary good, than to steer a Batmobile. Now, this is showing in North Hills, Raleigh, at 13 different times, roughly 12 o'clock, 12:30, 2:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5, 6, 6:30, 8, 8:30, 9:30, 9:45, and 10. Those are all rough estimations. And at White Oak and Garner at 11 times, again, generally 12, 3, 3:30, 4, 4:30, 6, 7, 7:15, 7:30, 8, and 10. And as I said, call the theater for actual confirmation. And then also showing, we have The Amazing Spider-Man, as Peter discovers a mysterious briefcase that belonged to his father. He begins a quest to understand his parents' disappearances, leading him directly to Oscorp and the lab of Dr. Kurt Connors, his father's former partner. As Spider-Man is set on a collision course with Connors' alter ego, the Lizard, Peter will make life-altering choices to use his powers and shape his destiny to become a hero. This is showing in North Hills, Raleigh at 7 showtimes, 11:30, 12:25, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6:15, 7:15, and 10:15. And at White Oak in Garner at 6 times, 12:35, 1:10, 4:05, 4:30, 7:40, and 10:45. Savages, Laguna Beach entrepreneurs Ben and his closest friend Chon run a lucrative homegrown industry, raising some of the best marijuana ever developed. They also share a one-of-a-kind love with the extraordinary beauty Ophelia. Life is idyllic in their Southern Californian town, until the Mexican Baja cartel decides to move in and demands that the trio partner with them. Ben and Chon wage a seemingly unwinnable war against the cartel in a series of increasingly vicious ploys and maneuvers in a high-stakes, savage battle of wills. This is showing in North Hills, Raleigh at 3 times, 1:15, 4:30, and 7:50, and at White Oak Garner, also at 3 times, 1:30, 5:15, and 8:45. Next, we have Ted. In this live-action CGI animated comedy, a grown man who must deal with the cherished teddy bear who came to life as a result of a childhood wish and has refused to leave his side ever since. This is showing at 4 different times in Raleigh and Garner. In North Hills, the Raleigh Theater, it is showing at 1 o'clock, 3:40, 6:20, and 9 o'clock. And in White Oak, Garner, it is showing at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7:50, and 10:20. Next we have Brave. Merida is a skilled archer and impetuous daughter of King Fergus and Queen Eleanor. Determined to carve her own path in life, Merida defies an age-old custom sacred to the uproarious lords of the land. Merida's actions inadvertently unleash chaos and fury in the kingdom, and when she turns to an eccentric old wise woman for help, she is granted an ill-fated wish. The ensuing peril forces Merida to discover the meaning of true bravery in order to undo a beastly curse before it's too late. And this is showing at 2 times in North Hills, Raleigh, at 11:45 and 2:15, and at 4 times at White Oak in Garner, 12:45, 4:25, 7 and 9:30, so some evening show times there. And then finally, we have Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. The third entry in the Madagascar franchise finds the tight-knit group of animals joining a traveling circus in order to get back home. And this one is only showing at White Oak Garner, and it is showing at only one showtime, 12:30. So if you really wanted to see that in the big screen, you might want to get out there soon. So again, you can go ahead and confirm these theaters and the availability online at www.captionfish.com, or you can call the theaters directly to confirm these showtimes. White Oak and Garner is at 919-676-3456, and North Hills in Raleigh is at 919-786-4511. Now, we've got a few things to note about some of our other online video producers. The Described and Captioned Media Program has recently added a descriptive video for the 1940s film Our Town. From their webpage, www.dcmp.org, it's listed directly on their new DCMP media list, or you can go down to the media search box and search for Our Town. It comes up as the third result for me. Now, you do have to be a DCMP member, but once you're a member, you can either request the DVD or have the movie streamed directly to your computer. And again, the webpage is www.dcmp.org. And several new videos have been posted to the Narrative TV Network since we last mentioned them. If you go to YouTube, that's www.youtube.com, and search for Narrative TV Network, you can find them. Narrative TV adds narration to TV shows, movies, and educational programs. Now, since we last mentioned them, they've added over a dozen National Geographic programs, including National Geographic Presents Flying Aircraft Carrier, Amazon Land of the Flooded Forest, Finding Jack the Ripper, Expedition Week, Man vs. Volcano, National Geographic Explorer, Murder in the Roman Empire, National Geographic's Inside the State Department, Journey to the Edge of the Universe, National Geographic's Truth Behind, Secrets of the Freemasons, and Truth Behind, Crop Circles, and Explorer, How to Build a Beating Heart, and then finally, an interview with Kissinger. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Theater Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ramona Nafee, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time.